The violence in Syria continues to escalate and the death toll mounts. The Syrian military is now using helicopter gunships and tanks to shell civilian areas, while armed rebels have intensified their attacks on government soldiers. Opposition activists say the humanitarian situation worsens while the world only watches. Dr. Abdul-Majid Katranji.
This is an equal, if not greater, tragedy that continues to expound daily and that does not seem to have the political will of the international community to, at the very least, protect these people.
Tens of thousands of refugees are either trapped by the fighting or have fled across the border. Now, some influential voices are saying more is needed. U.S. Senator John McCain.
We should make U.S. air power available, along with that of our allies, as part of an international effort to defend safe areas in Syria and to prevent Assad's forces from harassing them, as they will inevitably try to do.
McCain argues the longer the conflict drags on, the more it turns into a sectarian civil war that Syrians alone will not be able to stop. Syrian pro-democracy activist Amar Abdulhamid.
The country is being partitioned. Waiting will allow for the partitioning to actually take effect. There will be repercussions that will be felt in Lebanon, in Iraq, in Jordan, and in Turkey, and perhaps even in Israel as well.
But some analysts caution against military intervention, warning that important questions remain unanswered. Counterterrorism expert Brian Fishman.
What's going to happen with Syrian chemical and biological weapons? If push comes to shove, would Assad use them? If he falls, do they matriculate to Hezbollah? Do they matriculate to Al-Qaeda? How do we control those things?
The UN has hundreds of observers in Syria, but their mission was temporarily suspended because of security concerns. International efforts to halt the violence are deadlocked because Russia and China have blocked tougher action in the UN Security Council. There were no breakthroughs despite talks at the recent G20 summit. U.S. President Barack Obama.
We had a very candid conversation. I wouldn't suggest that at this point the United States and the rest of the international community are aligned with Russia and China in their positions, but I do think they recognize the grave dangers of all-out civil war.
Russia argues that President Bashar al-Assad still has the support of some of the Syrian people. Russian President Vladimir Putin.
We believe that no one has the right to decide for another nation who should be in power and who should step aside.
The U.S. says it is not supplying weapons to the rebels, but the New York Times newspaper reports a small group of CIA officers is in southern Turkey helping to coordinate arms shipments from other governments. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.